Hello and welcome to the Healthy Debate Show on UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Belinda Walia. Today's conversation explores a question many successful people quietly ask themselves. I have achieved so much, so why don't I feel fulfilled? We often associate success with happiness, believing that once we reach a certain position, income or lifestyle or achievement, we feel finally at peace. Yet many high performers discover that external success doesn't automatically create inner fulfillment. Behind the titles, the accomplishments and responsibilities, there can be pressure, there can be self-doubt, there can be burnout and a feeling that something is missing. Today's guest has spent decades helping people navigate that very challenge. Nancy Ho is a life strategist, transformative coach, author, and internationally recognized thought leader known for her work around what she calls the paradox of success, the gap that can exist between external achievement and inner fulfillment. Through her work with professionals, executives, and business leaders, she helps people create success that isn't only visible on the outside, but meaningful on the inside. Nancy, it's such a pleasure to have you with us today.
And that is my honor. Thank you for your invitation, Dr. Belinda.
You're more than welcome. Now, Nancy, let's begin with your journey. What first led you into the world of coaching, personal development, and transformation?
I often say this is a natural progression. And I think I think many people find it like hard to believe. What do you mean by natural progression? It actually says it started since I was a teenager. All right. So I mean, it is true, right? As a teen, I have this tendency to, inverted comma, coach people rather than just another kid, just doing the obvious, you know? So I went to elite school. Very, very blessed in that sense. And the teachers and the environment were pretty different. It's not just all about studies, but also, you know, what you want in your life. I won't call it a lifestyle, but it's like studies is not just the studies and that's it. So that was good and not so good. The not so good part is that we tend to look at what we want to enjoy. You know what I mean?
Yes.
If it's like some school that are driven just for studies and studies and studies, and then you just focus on studies, right? So, but then in this school, he says, no, study is not the only thing, you know, that you become successful when you grow up, all right? You need to so-called well-balanced, you know, all-rounded thing. So make a long story short, then of course, being a teenager, I took a little bit too far in the enjoyment that I was doing a lot of stuff, right? So then I tend to have like a group of people that were like, we were out and I have this tendency to say, hey, we like to enjoy ourselves, but wait a minute. If we fail or we don't do well in our studies, we're going to be in trouble as well. So yes. That started my journey as a coach in that sense. Yeah, you know, of course I was not like a paid coach kind of coach, you know, sort of like I have this knack of, let's call it life analysis.
I like
because,
that.
Yeah, because by default, I'm an observer because I grew up very much on my own. Not that I haven't got family, but because of the circumstances at the time, not to spend too much time talking about it. Of course, somebody look after me while my mom is out working and all that. But I tend to be like by myself. So what do I do by myself? So I started like just observing, looking. Even going crawling under the table and chairs and being inquisitive and curious, what is all this about? And looking at people, their behavior, why are the aunties and uncles, you know, when before they got married, they looked good, but after they got married, how come they changed? You know? Because there's nothing else to do, you know. It's not like in today's world, right? There's the iPad and the, you know, all the internet and all the social media stuff.
Yes.
So in a sense, I always say I'm so blessed in that way. So that started my journey in that sense, that always about being with people, not just about the superficial, look good, be successful, but what's deeper than that? Of course, at that time, I can't describe it this way. But I would say that that started a long time ago. So it's just a natural progression in that sense. Of course, I studied psychology. Yes. And I didn't want to do the conventional psychology stuff. Oh yeah, one thing I must add, I love being a non-conformist.
That's great. I think you and I share that in common. I'm the same. No, thank you for sharing that, Nancy. It's fascinating how your passion for helping others began so naturally and at such a young age as well. Mm-hmm. And long before it became your profession. And I think that's brilliant. I think that's something many listeners can relate to, that our purpose often reveals itself through the qualities we've always had. It really shows that coaching for you is more than a career. It's who you are. And you often speak about what you call the paradox of success. What does that term mean and why is it so relevant today?
All right, I grew up in the personal development. So I started as a trainer before being a coach. So I was coaching all that soft skills like communication, negotiation, customer service, communication, the whole lot of that. So of course, the personal development world looks towards success. So which I did in my 20s. But then again, as I grew up, I realized that, we all want success. And that goes for me too. I had success at a very young age, blessing again. But I was not exactly all that happy. Yeah, happy that, I have achieved. But deep down, something feels, call it a void. Call it, I don't know what's missing. Or rather call it a missing piece. So I started exploring that. And of course, something that was negative, let's call it this way, became positive because I have a health scare. I have a health scare at the age of 28. So that really sort of a wake-up call. And for me to realize that, yes, we want success, but if success at the expense of, that's the void. Example, at the expense of health, at the expense of relationship, at the expense of well-being, at the expense of, et cetera, et cetera. So I started studying into so-called what makes people not click. It's not what makes people click in this sense of success. So when I had the opportunity that Jack Canfield, the legend, right? The legend on the Chicken Soup for the Soul, the success principles that he came up with this book title called Success Redefined. So it's not the conventional success. Yeah. So I contributed and I'm glad that I was in chapter 2. There were other co-authors as well. And therefore, I pen it off as the hidden struggles of high performing professionals. Yes, so that was what I look at, and the reason that people, high performers, let's call it, all right, the high performers, that at the end of the day, and as you said earlier in your intro, that at the end of the day, having all the success, but they may not be at peace, and I think this peace thing is everyone needs that. Yes. Without that, then something gives. Although we may not even think it's called peace, the lack of clarity. What is it? I've got everything, right? But what is it that something is off? And that something is off is called peace. When we are at peace, we are good, regardless of the situation, right? Regardless of the external. After all, we can't change the world. We can only travel our own path. So that's why I explore into the paradox of success. And the big reason why high performers do not even know why they do not have the peace is because we go after the obvious conventional success. Perhaps what our parents expect of us, what the society look at success and what we think that success look like without really looking inwards why. Why do we want this? Why do we want that? What does it mean? Why does it matter? So that's really, to me, a big missing piece. So anything that we do, we must have the why. So I'm glad that today, at my age, I have inverted commas, stop working for a long time because work is my lifestyle. You know what I mean? So my work is like my choice. I want to do what I do, although I run a very busy practice, but to me it's not work. It's already my lifestyle. I not only enjoy the fulfillment I get out of it, the impact I get out of it, you know, makes me want to jump out of bed every morning feeling really hopeful and enthusiastic. And it's not just another day.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah. Cool, right?
Yeah, no, amazing. Absolutely amazing. Thank you for sharing that, Nancy. I think it's wonderful that what some people might have seen, you know, I think you've highlighted something that so many people experience but struggle to put into words, and that external success doesn't always bring inner peace. That I also love that you explored this in your own book and Success Redefined, and I love that you encourage people to look beyond achievement and really ask themselves why they're pursuing success in the first place. That's such a powerful message, because I think especially for high performance, and it is misunderstood, so many people spend years pursuing success. Why do some individuals arrive at their goals only to find themselves feeling unfulfilled?
So besides knowing the why, all right, in my chapter on the hidden struggles of high performing professionals, I mentioned the North Star vision. Okay, I created this North Star vision. And this North Star vision looks this way, right? In order to answer the why, it sounds easy, but it is not easy. So we need a certain guide to answer the why. So for instance, right, it's star, right? So it's North Star, but it's a star. There are five arms. In the middle of these five arms is our career or our business in the center. Then the other arms, right? One of the arms is like friends and family, finance and wealth, fitness and health, right? Impact, freedom, legacy, all right? The different arms. So we have to have the clarity. What does it look like for us, right? What friends means? What family means, right? As like the close knit family that you want, because we have different people have different demands. And this North Star vision is to fill it up every 3 years. This is good for 3 years because our life evolve, right? It's not you do it one time and that's forever, right? So every 3 years we look and relook at it, and then all these five arms must, and I really mean must, support the career or your business. So say, for example, I have very young children, right? I'm just giving a, which is not true, but example. And I would want to spend time with my young 3-year-old and 5-year-old as they're growing up. But my career takes me away out of a week, 4 days away from the country. So that's not going to work.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So I can have that big title and a huge income and that bonuses at the end of the year. But then I would feel, whether call it guilt or call it a misalignment, that I only come back on a weekend. And maybe a certain time of the month we get a holiday out. So I missed out on the children growing up. So that caused a misalignment, right? So let's say our health, right? I'm very, very particular about wanting that well-being, you know, in a balanced way. And I have time to go to the gym or to exercise. And of course the mental well-being as well. But I am a traffic controller, air traffic controller. So that kind of stress is not going to make me, right, be balanced, you know what I mean? That don't work. So many people choose a career or choose the role or their, you know, responsibility based on, I mean, not a nice way to put it, but really based on the reward.
Yes.
Rather than the clarity, what they do not want, not what they want, what they do not want. Because we have to have the clarity to know what we do not want to know what we want. So based on this, which is in my chapter in the book, all right, that I talk about this North Star vision.
Yes.
And in my coaching, I guide to, you know, professionals accordingly as well. Yeah, that's what I do.
That's amazing. Thank you, Nancy, for sharing such brilliant insights. We're going to take a short commercial break for a word from our sponsors. Stay with us, because after the break, we'll continue exploring why success alone isn't always enough. We'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
What if your worst dreams aren't your enemy?
Falling, cheating, being chased, naked, drowning, losing teeth. What if I fail? What if something goes wrong?
I'm Teresa Chung, dream expert, best-selling author, and co-host of The Healing Power of Your Dreams. And in my latest title, Extreme Dreaming, I reveal a powerful truth. There are no bad dreams.
They feel so real, but that's so you remember them.
They're messages, signals, transformative gifts guiding you toward clarity.
Click on the Extreme Dreaming discount banner link on UK Health Radio homepage and learn to decode even your darkest dreams.
Extreme Dreaming.
Are you ready to listen?
The station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to the Healthy Debate Show on UK Health Radio. I'm Belinda Walia, and today I'm joined by the wonderful Nancy Ho as we explore the paradox of success and what it really means to create a fulfilling life. Welcome back, Nancy.
Thank you. My honor.
It's such a pleasure. Now, many professionals become trapped in a cycle of constantly chasing the next goal. Why does this happen?
Why? Like I said, conventionally, we follow the success in a conventional way. So it's like we don't know what we don't know.
Yes.
Yes, we don't know what we don't know, all right? This is really stage one competency, right? Okay, we don't know what we don't know. And it's not about, you know, sort of like, oh, I'm limited. But really, because that's the blind spot, let's call it this way. Because we've been told, we've been conditioned, we've been programmed, unless someone comes from a background with very open-minded parents that see success differently. Okay, especially, you know, I grew up in the 60s. So 60s success is definitely like, you know, the textbook. You know, those days were like really be a doctor, lawyer, engineer, and then your mate is good for life, you know. Your life is good for, you know, whatever there is, right? You're good for life, you know. but yeah, that was that, right? Unless, you know, parents think differently. We are programmed. As simple as that, we're programmed that way.
Well, that's the best way to put it. We are programmed that way, and I know many cultures that have been programmed that way because education is everything. And I think that's such an important point, because many of us spend years following a definition of success that we've inherited, and our parents, especially from that era and that time, rather than consciously choosing what we want, we had to fulfill the dreams of our parent carers. And it takes real self-awareness to step back, question those beliefs, and define success on our own terms. So I think that's a message that will resonate with many people. What role does self-awareness play in creating a life that feels meaningful rather than simply productive?
I would answer this question now in relevance to now, we all in the AI era world.
Yeah.
out. Why I want to do that? Because I keep evolving, right? I've been in the business, what, 26 over years. I kind of lost count. Yeah, just the other day, I was just saying, oh yeah, 26 years. Then they said, no, keep me not. You should be coming to 28 years. I said, okay. So yeah, anyway, like, the year's not important. So I keep evolving. And then I think in the last 6 months, I evolved to this, that in this AI era, it's not about competing or being better with AI or being fearful with AI. But where does this humans, our human presence, you know, so-called a human, where is our presence? How do we fit in? Yeah, that's the best way to put it. How do we fit in, right? Because the AI is like fast and furious, and I like to believe what we know about AI is just a tip of the iceberg, right? But that doesn't mean we don't need the human. So I created now the human etched in the AI era world. So that adds on to the success paradox. So this human edge involves the five areas as presence, emotional intelligence, adaptability, meaningful communication, and internal alignment. Now, all of that that I just mentioned, AI can't do. So that adds on to the why that is not just the external success, but we have a place, and not only we have a place, we excel in it. So not only then we have the external success, but we also feel so good inside because we have that, the edge, you know, the extra, the more than we know, and we represent that, and we stand by that. And that's so beautiful, right?
Absolutely. It really is. I think it's a really refreshing perspective, because rather than fearing AI, as you said, you're encouraging us to focus on the qualities that make us uniquely human. Presence, emotional intelligence, meaningful communication, and internal alignment are things technology can't really replace. And perhaps they're more valuable now than ever before. And it's a powerful way to look at success in today's world. So thank you for sharing that. And your work with leaders and executives, what patterns do you notice when people begin feeling disconnected from themselves?
Usually at the symptoms. The symptoms, you know, it's not just about feeling stressed, okay? I mean, we all know, right? There are deadlines, there are things we need to do. But rather like, waking up, not feeling right. Anxiety for some people. They call it burnout. I mean, really exhausted. No matter how much they even have time to sleep, they still wake up feeling, you know, not fresh, they'll feel up, but they wake up feeling so fatigued. And of course, more so, it's just no joy. You just wake up doing, you know, like I said, grinding, you know, another day. Yes, they still can perform. All right, don't take that away. They still perform, they still do well. But then like the line that I always said, right? We can lie to the whole world, we can't lie to ourselves. Now, not in the sense of dishonest lie, but you know what I'm saying, right? It's not a dishonest lie, but the lie is like, oh, if we don't feel good, we can't lie to ourselves. We can put up the pretense, right? The pretense, not presence, the pretense that we are good. But deep down, we know we are not good. That's really the thing. So usually when my clients come in to see me, they can actually put their finger down and say, okay, I've got this problem, that problem. No, they always come in with the symptoms like I have anxiety, I have panic attack, I'm not feeling good, I'm waking up feeling so tired, right? I don't even know what I'm doing, although yes, I'm performing, but no, something's just off. That's the best way they always describe.
I've come across that myself in my practice with my clients as well, where they can't quite put their finger on it, and we have to get to the root cause of the issue. So it means having to look within. It means actually becoming more self-aware, becoming more self-accepting. And I think that's a really important distinction, because outwardly someone can appear highly successful, as you said, while inwardly they're exhausted and disconnected and simply doing and going through the emotions. And those symptoms are often the body's way of telling us that something needs to change. And listening to them is the first step towards genuine well-being. So how much of fulfillment comes from what we achieve versus who we become?
Fulfillment is, I'll call it the I don't, I'm not saying it's the end goal, but that's that feeling, that's the energy, I think I'd like to put it better, all right? That is not, we describe fulfillment, defined as, it's not that way. But like I said, you know, waking up that I'm feeling very hopeful and enthusiastic. That's fulfillment, all right? Having that peace, I'm not struggling. Yeah, there may be deadline, there may be, you know, of course we have our fair share of challenges, but we're still at peace. We're still good. You know, I always call it, we're still good, right? Just deal with it. That's it. But it's not like, oh my God, I'm pulling my hair apart and like, I don't know what to do, that breakdown and the feeling that I think I need to quit, or when is my retirement? You know, nothing of that sort. It's just, of course, to each his own, right? Whoever wants to retire, whatever age, go ahead. But it's like, it's really a choice, not because of, I need to avoid this. I need to get out of this. This is too much for me. And, you know? Yeah.
And I think, again, thank you for sharing that. I totally agree with you. I really like how you're describing, or you've described, fulfillment as a feeling of peace rather than the absence of challenges. Life will always bring pressure, right? But when we're aligned with our purpose, we can face those challenges without feeling consumed by them. And I think that's a powerful distinction, and one many people, I'm sure, again, whoever's listening, can relate to. But there are people that know that they're exhausted and know that they struggle to slow down. Why does that happen?
Often they can't, because they have put themselves in a role that demand. And today, I mean, it is demanding, yes. Right? The expectation that you need to, you know, you have this role, you have this responsibility, and you expect to perform. I mean, obviously, right? And with the AI, that's performing 24/7. So what do you think?
Yes.
Right. Although, of course, we use the AI to leverage, and that's a tool that we can use. But nevertheless, that's why I say the human edge that is still there, or we need that. All right. So we are able to perform even not in the struggling way, but in the flow. Mm-hmm. So then there's no struggle. So we can go into the strategic thinking, you know, to plan, you know, to be able to achieve the target, for example, for your organization or for your business or so on and so forth.
And yeah. I think, Nancy, that's a really positive way of looking at the future. AI can certainly enhance the way we work, but it's our humanity, our judgment, emotional intelligence, and ability to connect with others that allows us to perform at our very best. So thank you, Nancy, for your valuable take on such an important topic today. We'll take one final short break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving. It's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
Somewhere on Earth, there are 4 acres that belong to you. You don't need to be there in person, only there in purpose, protecting it, defending it, keeping it alive. Because the world doesn't need more good intentions. It needs more meaningful actions. Register your interest at 4acresearth.com.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to the Healthy Debate Show on UK Health Radio. I'm Belinda Walia, and we're continuing this fascinating conversation with the amazing Nancy Ho. Welcome back, Nancy.
My pleasure.
Now, Nancy, you often discuss authenticity. What does living authentically actually look like in everyday life?
In a simple terms, don't try to be somebody you're not.
The best way to put it.
Yeah, don't try to be somebody you're not, right? So of course, you say be yourself, but be yourself or be myself, all right, can be very vague. Is that because some people go like, I don't even know who I am. What does it mean being myself, right? So that's why I say the first thing is, right, don't be somebody you're not. Don't try to clone someone else's personality. Of course, we can emulate somebody's good qualities, what it means, what the success looks like in that, not in just the external success. That means as a successful person inside out, we can emulate those qualities. But at the end of the day, we have to know A, our own values, our core values. What do we stand for? What does success looks like for oneself? Only when you have all these answers again, then you can be authentic. Then you know who you are. Then you go about in your life that way, regardless whether it's at work, whether you're your personal or social, you are still the same person. And that's authentic, regardless.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And beautifully put. Thank you for sharing that. But there are those misconceptions people have about happiness, success, and personal growth. What might those be?
Follow the jointers. Very simple, right? Lots of people, right? So-called follow the jointers. Long time ago, in the 80s, 90s, there was, hopefully I can remember all the 5 C's, because so long ago. Success means having all the 5 C's. So what are the C's? Cash. Credit card, condominium, country club, and one more I don't remember now. Cars. Yes, cars. Okay. So long you have these 5 C's, you're successful. Huh? So, come on. That's not true. All right. So they have all the 5 C's, right? After they have 5 C's, and then what? Right? That's where fulfillment is not there. They just, following something that they thought, follow the choices. That's why I said,
It sounds so simple, and it's not always easy for someone who feels successful on paper but empty inside. So is that the only place they should begin?
That should not be the place they begin. As I mentioned, that we got to begin with our North Star vision, right? So I said the 5 arms, we got to know what does it look like, or what we want. Does it look like means what we want as friends and family, fitness and health, finance and wealth, yeah, impact, legacy, freedom, what does it look like? Then our career or our business have to be able to support these 5 arms, what we want. Then you will have the external success and the inner fulfillment at the end of the day. That's what it is, really. Yeah.
That's wonderful. And what What practical changes can someone make to create more balance, purpose, and alignment in their life? Because some people won't actually have those answers. They don't. I've come across people in my profession where they just don't know. They just keep saying they don't know. And how would you support someone who doesn't know, who doesn't know where to begin with anything that they're doing?
Correct. I mean, of course, for me, like when I take on a client, right, the first thing I would of course have a deep dive, you know, session with them, in the sense of asking them a lot of questions and all that to understand their world. Then next, I have to create question for them to answer. I can't answer for them. It is not a blueprint that I create as a template. So everybody, it is the template. Just follow. Doesn't work that way, you know. But more so, I would have, after knowing their life story, so to speak, their preferences, their likes, their dislikes, and so on and so forth, I would then will create this questionnaire, so-called, accordingly, so that they can fit into that North Star vision. So this is what I do. Then you have the right answer for yourself, not a template to follow. That's what it's supposed to be. Yeah.
And that's wonderful, because you're catering for individual needs. You're
yes.
actually personalizing it
Correct.
For your clients. And that's so
Correct.
Important. And I think that's a wonderful approach, because there really isn't a one-size-fits-all
Correct.
Solution to fulfillment. And by asking thoughtful questions rather than giving people the answers, you're empowering them to discover what truly matters to them. And that's where lasting change happens. And that's wonderful, Nancy. And finally, Nancy, if there is one message you would like listeners to take away about success, fulfillment, and living a meaningful life, what would it be?
Be truthful to yourself. It sounds so simple. It's not that simple, because it's easy to be caught up with the so-called right thing to do according to the expectation that have been placed on the individual. And it's not necessarily negative, but it's just like one has to be truthful. And I said that all the time, regardless whether you're in the corporate world, you're in your own business, or you're, you know, entrepreneurial. At the end of the day, it's not only just knowing what you want. You must know that where you stand from. You're not standing from a role. You're standing from within. So you need to stand up for yourself, so to speak. And too many people today, they stand from the role because that's what's expected. When a role, I'm not just talking about whether you are a senior manager, a vice president or a CEO. I'm talking about role as like a role as a mother, a father, you know, a role as a, you know, all the different roles in our life, right? That sort of roles. But no, one has to be very truthful to stand from within. And that's what I stand for also all my life. That's a good thing, you know?
It's a beautiful message to end the show with. So, Nancy, thank you so much for joining
thank
me
you.
Today. Such a wonderful conversation. I think today's conversation will resonate with so many people, because success is something many of us strive for, yet fulfillment is something we often forget to define for ourselves. Perhaps real success isn't simply about what we accomplish, but about how we feel while we're accomplishing it. It's about living in alignment with our values, nurturing meaningful relationships, finding purpose in what we do, and allowing ourselves permission to slow down, reflect, and simply be. So thank you for sharing your wisdom, your experience, and your refreshing perspective on what it truly means to live a meaningful life. And Nancy, if our listeners wish to connect, where can they find you?
So easy to find me. So easy to search me. All right, you could go to LinkedIn, you search for Nancy Ho Singapore, you'll find me. I can go to any, like even Instagram, and it's like at Life Coach Nancy Ho. All right, but in any case, just Nancy Ho Singapore, regardless whether it's Google, whether it's LinkedIn, all that, you'll be able to find me. Or a simple email address, nancy@nancyho.co. Yeah, .co as co, yes. That's easy.
That's brilliant. Thank you. And thank you to everyone listening to the Healthy Debate Show on UK Health Radio. If today's conversation has resonated with you, please do share it with someone who may benefit from hearing it. To close today's episode, I've chosen a snippet of the song I Lived by One Republic. I'm Belinda Walia. Until next time, take care of yourselves and each other.
Hope that you fall in love and it hurts so bad. I lived.